It's Love Month, baby.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampaign.
Pop the glampaign. It's time for the Julie Tussey Show live guest, current events, scathing exposés. The original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby, giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussey.
It's Love Month, baby.
Hello, everybody. It is so wonderful to be here with you again on the Julie Tussey Show. We here at the Julie Tussey Show have dedicated the month of February 2017 to be Love Month. I am so excited about Love Month. Of course, I love love, if you know what I mean. I love love. And so we've had wonderful, wonderful guests and programming this month. Wanted to tell you that we kicked it off with Julia London. She is a New York Times best-selling author. She's written about 45 romance novels that are published. I know she's written more. Oh my gosh, it was an awesome interview. I really, truly enjoyed interviewing her. So that was episode 33. If you all would like to go back and find that, that was wonderful. And please share with your friends. We have some great and wonderful information coming up today for Love Month. We're going to be talking about romance. It doesn't start in the bedroom.
It's Love Month, baby.
The Julie Tussey Show, satisfaction guaranteed.
Sitting here like that, and then there's going to be some actual words, and hopefully that'll get you all relaxed, tingly, and then there's going to be some actual words. I am really excited, but just so you know what you're getting into, I'm going to show you what I've got in store for you. Okay, so here we go. Need to come a little bit closer for that. Wait a second, let me get a little bit closer.
February is Love Month on the Julie Tussey Show.
Romance doesn't start in the bedroom. I know that's kind of a wild title to put out there, but I wanted to talk today about romance. Who doesn't love romance? I mean, romance is wonderful. It's euphoric. It feels like you're floating on a cloud. Romance is sexy and sexual and erotic sometimes. Romances, I do believe, the one thing that many, many human beings, maybe most human beings, seek after in life. So I wanted to talk about that today. I wanted to talk about romance and how we can have a better romantic life with our partners and our husbands and our wives, with those people that we're in love with. Maybe you're young, maybe you're not young, maybe you're way up there, but it's never too late in life to have romance. So I went to the dictionary to look up the word romance, and this is what it said: a feeling of excitement and mystery associated with love. A feeling of excitement and mystery associated with love. Well, see, there you have it. Everybody wants excitement in life. Everybody wants mystery. My husband is always telling me a little bit of mystery goes a long way in romance. And I do believe that that's true. There are actually some people out there, if you can believe this. Now, I cannot even fathom thinking this way, but there are people out there that don't believe romance exists. It does exist. I am living romance after 21 years of marriage with Gary Tussey this year. And I'm telling you, this man knows all about romance, and I know about romance. And we work hard on our marriage to be successful. We work at the give and take of marriage, and we work on romance. I want to tell you today that romance starts the minute you wake up. It starts the minute you wake up. And romance is culminated. The finale of romance for the day is when you go into the bedroom. So romance does not start in the bedroom. Romance is what's going to get you into the bedroom, baby. It's going to get you into the bedroom. I do believe that women and men alike enjoy being wooed. I know that I love it when my husband woos me. And it doesn't matter if you're in a new relationship or you've been with a person for a long time or if you have just been with them forever. You have got to guard and be careful not to take them for granted. Wooing to me is something that you do because you treasure and value the person that you're with. So wooing can be an easy thing when you focus on valuing and treasuring that person. So I put together, I think 7 points here about romance and romance through the day, how you can take romance where it's not just a bedroom thing, but it's an everyday thing with your partner. I do believe for a woman, lovemaking is an emotional journey. I don't think that men need that or have to have that every time. I do believe that it can be a great and tremendous part of lovemaking for them, but men don't need it like women do. So if you're one of my men that listen to the Julie Tussey Show, give a listen today because we're going to give you some keys and some tips to help you really, really romance that woman and show her how much that you love her and bring it to a culmination, darling. We'll be right back.
It's love month, baby. The Julie Tussey Show, satisfaction guaranteed.
Sitting here like that, and then there's going to be some actual words, and hopefully that'll get you all relaxed, tingly, and then there's going to be some actual words. I am really excited, but just so you know what you're getting into, I'm going to show you what I've got in store for you. Okay, so here we go. Need to come a little bit closer for that. Wait a second, let me get a little bit closer.
February is love month on the Julie Tussey Show.
So we're back with romance doesn't start in the bedroom. How many of you know that romance is something that is just, awesome, wonderful, something to be treasured, something to be cherished, not something that you have 24 hours a day, every day of your life. It comes and it goes. It's an ebb and a flow. But did you know that you can work on romance in your relationship? You can work on different principles and doing different things to make romance more of an everyday or a very often part of your relationship. I wanted to go over a few points today that I put together that I believe will really help enhance your romance life. And here we're in the middle of love month, right? So what better time to talk about these 7 things to help you have a more romantic life with your love. Number 1, make your partner feel wanted and needed every day. Make your partner feel wanted and needed every day. I'm talking about intellectually, emotionally, sexually. You know, you can get caught up in the humdrum and the busyness and the schedules of life and forget to value that partner. You forget to make them feel wanted or even needed. I am a pretty independent woman, but I have learned that I need to want my husband and I need to need my husband. Now, I know that sounds funny, but instead of doing everything for myself and sometimes struggling, I have learned to lean on Gary and learn to let him be a completion to me and me to be a completion to him. If he's my completion and I'm his completion, then that means that I want him and need him, and he wants me and needs me. And he lets me know that, and I let him know that. If I can't get the pickle jar open, I let him open it. Then he's like my pickle jar opening hero, right? But just that's just a small example of needing, I need him. As sometimes intellectually, I will be working on ideas for the program or ideas for the song or things with the band or things with the kids or things in the community that I'm working on. And I will sit down and I will have an intellectual conversation with my husband, and he will have very good input for me. And so I know that makes him know that I need him and I want him. And just on a side note, ladies, when you're going to talk to your man, realize that the man's instinct and natural inclination is to fix everything for you. So if you don't want him to fix these problems, you have to tell him. Now, I just want your input. I need you to give me some input, but I don't need you to fix this for me, because for a man, it's just black and white, at least in my experience. You have a problem, they can tell you how to fix it. It's over. Now, a woman is emotional and she has to process and work it through, and she feels this and she feels that. And that's just how we're created. That's how God made us. And so we do things a little bit differently. So when you go to him on an intellectual level and let him know that you want his help and his advice and that you need him to help you process, just communicate that and let him know. Now, I don't want you to fix this for me, baby doll. I just want to talk to you about this and see what you think. Emotionally, you want to make each other feel wanted. You have to be vulnerable with one another occasionally and not always strong, okay? It's okay to have a strong front out towards the world, and it is great to be a strong person, but you're not going to be strong 100% of the time. So emotionally, I let my husband know that I want him and that I need him. I tell him, baby, you're my everything. Honey, I would do it. Last night, I told him I would do everything all over again to be married to you. I love being married to you. So make them feel wanted and needed emotionally. And sexually, of course, sexually. Be romantic when the kids are not watching. I mean, a nice, beautiful kiss on the back of your wife's neck while she's doing the dishes, or you go up and give him a hug or brush up against him. Now, I'm not talking about twerking in the kitchen, but I'm talking about gentle, loving gestures and touches that you can do to make them feel wanted and needed. Communicate. You know your partner. You know what to do to let them know that you want them. Okay, so that's what you've got to do. And I'm talking about doing this on a continuous basis. Now, I know you have jobs and you're not going to be able to do this all the time, but when you are together, do make each other feel like you want them sexually. Not only will it make them feel good, but it'll make you feel good, because we are so busy. We have to get out of our own heads and out of our own jobs and out of our own busyness and out of our own responsibilities. And we have to think about sex.
February is Love Month on the Julie Tussey Show. The Love Doctor is in.
We have to think about sex. You have to think about it, especially a woman has to think about it during the day to become prepared to make love with her husband or her partner at night. Now, men, they say they think about sex once every 6 seconds. God bless them. That's a lot of thinking about sex. But they think about sex once every 6 seconds. And a woman is not thinking about it that often. And a woman being emotional can become overwhelmed. A woman can become distracted from that. So take time to make a pass, or to give a little squeeze, or give a little hug, or a little kiss, and all those other things that you know that they like. Make time every day to let them know that you want and need them sexually. Number two, take time to think about how you can make them special. We talked about that in the last episode, about how I feel like a thoughtful gift is the best gift. It doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to cost a lot, even a lot of time. It takes just a little time to think about what would make them happy and what would make them feel special, i.e., we write love notes to each other. Okay, we write love notes. We will go buy cards, but after a while, I mean, how many cards can you buy in 21 years? So after a while, you have to find other things. And I think that that personal sentiment is so much, so much more valuable. Number three, buy a gift, write a card, leave a note just because. Now, it's Valentine's Day. Everybody's expecting romance and chocolates and diamonds and all of the things that we've been talking about, these gifts that you think about. But do it on maybe a weekly or a monthly basis. Think about something special that you can do for the love of your life. Think about them. Take 5 minutes a day and think about your relationship and think about that person, their needs, their wants, their desires, their dreams. Think about those things for that partner that you have and try to do something, even if it's small, to let them know you're thinking about them and those things, to let them know that you support those things, to let them know that you care. I was sharing in the last episode that I will write on the mirror either in Dove soap, which washes off fairly well, or lipstick if I'm feeling really, really sexy. And I will write a love note, just a short little love note on the mirror for my husband. When I've heard of other women that their husband has to take lunch to work, and they will write a note and put it in their lunchbox. It's not hard to do these things. It just takes a little bit of thoughtfulness.
It's Love Month, baby.
You can find the Big Blonde Baby CD at cdbaby.com/CD/Julie Tussie 2.
Health and beauty are synonymous, and when you find a place that can help you accomplish those two things in your life, you have really found a treasure. The skincare experts at Beautiful You Medical Spa are waiting to help enhance your natural beauty. You have got to go and enjoy their relaxing, full-service medical spa and friendly staff. Book your first facial today for only $45 when you tell them that Julie sent you. Beautiful You Medical Spa, because everyone deserves to look and feel more beautiful. I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampaign.
It's Love Month, baby.
Sitting here like that. There's going to be some actual words, and hopefully that'll get you all relaxed, tingly, and then there's going to be some actual words. I am really excited, but just so you know what you're getting into, I'm going to show you what I've got in store for you. Okay, so here we go. Needed to come a little bit closer for that. Wait a second, let me get a little bit closer.
The love doctor is in.
So number three was buy a gift, write a card, leave a note, just because. A wonderful thing you can do is if your wife or your, I guess it, mostly if your wife, some men like to get flowers, but mostly if your wife has a job, just send her flowers out of the blue and just tell her you love her. That just gives her so much, I don't know what the word is, endorsement, probably not the right word, but accolades, and it makes her feel so good that other people see how much you love her. So do that. Number four, pursue them. Pursue the person that you love like you don't already have them. Maybe you don't because you're new in your relationship and you're on fire with this, and this will give you a little bit of wisdom. But really pursue the person that you love like you don't already have them. We're 21 years in marriage. And I remind myself, not to take Gary for granted. Do not take that person for granted and just assume that they're always going to be there. Because you know what? They can leave anytime they want to. You have to stop and consider that. Yes, your lives are tied together. Yes, there's commitment, but that doesn't mean that people don't walk away every day. So I try to remind myself not to let our relationship get to be an everyday, it's always going to be this way kind of thing. And I pursue my husband. I send him sexy texts. I send him messages in code that only he and I understand when he's at work. I pursue him in many different ways. Sometimes I will pursue him by finding out when he's coming home and having a wonderful meal, his favorite meal, or just a meal with the family, or just a meal with him and I, or I'll surprise him and take him out to eat. I try to be thoughtful about those kind of things. He wanted a watch for Christmas, and at that time it was very expensive, and I knew if I got online I could find it. He walked away from it, didn't want me to buy it then at Christmas time, so a month later, I found it online. I ordered it for him and surprised him. And he was blown away. Just pay attention to things like that. But remember to have a mindset to pursue that person that you love like you don't have them. You know, we act differently. When you're dating someone, you act a lot differently. Honey, your hair is done, your lipstick is on, your makeup is done. You don't gain a bunch of weight and be slovenly and lazy, and you know what I mean? You take care of yourself. So take care of yourself and I'm not going to say seduce them, but entice them and treat them just like you would if you were dating. Of course, there's a deeper depth to your relationship than that, but that is so vitally important. One of the funny things that I will do is sometimes I work at home. And so sometimes I, of course, try to get up, get in my gym clothes, brush my teeth, brush my hair, put on a little teeny bit of makeup, if, and I go work out. But then I may come back to the house and it's the take the kids to the college, take this here, go run that errand. I get a phone call, Gary needs this, blah, 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 blah. My day goes on and on. Before you know it, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon and I have not gotten myself dressed in regular clothes. I have not put on my makeup. I have not taken my hair down out of a ponytail. And so I will get the text, I'm coming home, baby. And we have code for that. He sends me a house and a heart. And then if he's hungry, I get a cheeseburger. So we have these little built-in systems. And so I will get that text and I'm like, oh no, Gary's coming home. And so I will run to my bathroom. I will put on the deodorant. I will get my hair down, get a little bit of makeup, lipstick. The eyelashes, of course, must be completely done. And I will put on some perfume and I will meet him at the door. And I've done an entire program called Meet and Greet. And you can find it in the podcast. But I feel like it's so important to meet him at the door. Now, do I do this every single day? No. Sometimes there are down days. But I will say 75 to 80% of the time, I will be presentable because I am not going to take him for granted. I am going to treat him like with the respect that I would give a stranger coming to my home, or if I were pursuing him and wanting to marry him, I am going to act like that in my relationship. I can't do it, like I said, 100% of the time. And he sees me at my worst, but I want him to see me at my best as much or more than anyone else that I ever run into, because I value him, I treasure him, he is precious to me, and he is important. And it's important for a man. You know, there's a saying that men are fall in love with what they see and women fall in love with what they hear. Okay. How you treat a woman is what will make her fall in love. But a man, what makes him fall in love supposedly is what they see. Well, I think it's very, very important. That's part of the reason, not 100%, but why I work on trying to stay fit, trying to stay young, as young looking as I can by eating right and exercising and taking care of my skin and trying not to be under so much stress. So those are the things that I do for the man that I love. And those are the things that you need to do for the person that you love. Number 5 is greet them at the door. I just talked about that. When my husband comes home from work, he is tired. He gets up at before the daylight, and sometimes he comes home after the daylight. And I try to meet him at the door, because if a stranger was coming to my home, that person would come to the door and I would be obligated to greet them by courtesy and respect. So out of courtesy and respect for my husband, out of love and out of caring, I greet him at the door. We have a two-story house. Sometimes I have to hang over the banister because I'm doing something or cooking, but I will always make sure that I make eye contact with him, that I holler out and say, "Baby, is that you?" Of course, it's him. And he's like, "Yes, it's me." And I greet him and I let him know that I was anticipating him coming home to me. I let him know that I am glad that he is home with me. I don't want him to have to leave every day and work all day. And he doesn't want to leave and work all day, but he has to, and he has paid a price. Sometimes I'll even take a nap in the afternoon, just lay down for a half hour or an hour, so that when he's coming home and I know he's had a hard day, I am refreshed and I can take care of him. He wants to, you know, his feet are hurting, his back is hurting, he's had a long day, he's emotionally drained, and I will get him a cup of coffee, or I'll even bring dinner in to him while he watches the news if he wants. I try to do things like that. And you know what? The shoe has been on the other foot, where I'm the one. I went back to school for a while and I was the one coming home, and he is the first one to do the same exact thing for me. And so we have this mutual respect that we try to show each other. Now, number six is be sexual and fulfill their fantasies. It is love month, and so we're talking about romance. And part of romance is helping this person to be fulfilled sexually that God has given you in your life. So husbands and wives, be really, really good to one another. Sometimes, as a mom of two sets of twins and six grandbabies, and I have the two children that I have adopted from Gary, not adopted, but inherited from Gary's marriage, I love them all so much. But when you have that many people in your life, it's going to be taxing. Sometimes you're tired. So I try to make sure that I am recharged and ready and thinking about my husband. I want him to be fulfilled and satisfied in our relationship. That means if there are needs that he has in his life or wants, like I was teasing in another program. Matter of fact, it was the last program. Gwen from Gwen's Fine Jewelers here in Richmond, Kentucky said that she wanted romance to her was, you know, flowers at the door and blah, 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 and let her guy pick out her outfit. And I said, well, my man would pick out a mini skirt and thigh high boots. And that's exactly what he would pick for me to wear. Now, that's not what I would choose for myself to wear, but I know what my husband likes, and I dress that way as much as I can when we go out on dates and stuff to make him happy. I do not care what other people think. I am dressing for my husband. That's one small way that I can fulfill him sexually. I wear the kind of perfume that he wants. You know, I was thinking about it the other day. My hair would probably be even a different color and maybe darker if Gary wasn't in my life, but he is, and he loves bleach blonde. I love bleach blonde, so I do a lot of bleach blonde because that makes my husband happy. In this relationship, it is not 50-50. It is 100% from you and 100% from your partner. In this relationship of romance and love and caring and giving, you have got to, both of you, give, not 50% each making a whole, but you each must be whole 100% and giving 100% to each other. So do those things. If you know what they like you to wear, wear what they like you to wear. If they like a specific color in your hair or a style or a length, do that for them. It doesn't cost you very much, but it makes them so happy. When it comes to your sex life, I had talked a little bit about that we may be tired and blah, blah, blah. Life can just overtake us, right? Life can overtake us. But you have got to remember that they have needs and you are there to fulfill their needs, each of you. So if you're tired, it's okay. You don't have to be the dominant person, but let them have the love that they need from you. Fulfill their sexual life, fulfill their sexual fantasies and the things that they need. Be that person that turns them on. Be that person that they need to be satisfied and happy.
The skincare experts at Beautiful You Medical Spa are waiting to help enhance your natural beauty. Enjoy their relaxing, full-service medical spa and friendly staff. Book your first facial today for only $45 when you tell them Julie sent you. Beautiful You Med Spa, because everyone deserves to look and feel more beautiful. An official sponsor of the Julie Tussie Show. I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glam pain.
It's love month, baby.
Sitting here like that. There's going to be some actual words, and hopefully that'll get you all relaxed, tingly, and then there's going to be some actual words. I am really excited, but just so you know what you're getting into, I'm going to show you what I've got in store for you. Okay, so here we go. Needed to come a little bit closer for that. Wait a second, let me get a little bit closer.
Wanted to let you know that you can get your Big Blonde Baby CD today and download it on your phone or your computer. You can get it at cdbaby.com/CD/JulieTussie2. Again, cdbaby.com/CD/JulieTussie2. Thank you so much for your support.
It's love month, baby.
And the last thing is care about their dreams. Care about that they are fulfilled in life. Care about the things that are important to them. You know, take time to find out what your partner wants and needs in life. Take time to do that. And be that advocate, be that conduit, be that person, that woman or man that helps them to fulfill their dreams. Okay? Help them fulfill their dreams. Well, it's been a great program today. I hope that you are getting a lot of information. I hope that you are enjoying Love Month. Yes, today I'm being the love doctor on the Julie Tussie Show. And I am so determined to make a change in your life, to help you to live a better life. That is my whole purpose for being here with the podcast, is that I want to change your life for the better and help you to live a fulfilled and happy life. You have heard some songs possibly in this podcast or previous from our Big Blonde Baby CD. Has some awesome, wonderful, romantic songs on it. You can get that at cdbaby.com/JulieTussie2. cdbaby.com/JulieTussie2. And I really, really appreciate you going there to get a copy of the CD. Please do subscribe. We're new to iTunes. Woo, woo. I am very excited about it. And so happy to be on iTunes. So please subscribe today to get our new podcast every single week. We release a podcast every week. And please leave a review. I'm learning how all this works, and it's just awesome. So let us hear from you. I'm really, really looking forward to that. Also, let your friends know about the Julie Tussie Show. If we've helped you in any way, entertained you in any way, if you think we're really cool because we're trying really hard to be cool, let your friends and family know and ask them to subscribe too. You can find Julie Tussie, the Julie Tussie Show on Facebook, facebook.com/TheJulieTussieShow. And you can get all the links to the podcast there. We do have a wonderful, wonderful person coming on, and I have to tell you about this today before I let you go. Shemaine Nugent, Ted Nugent's wife. Yes, she is a force to be reckoned with, and a wonderful woman, very kind, caring, loving, and reaching out to women and men every day. She just launched her new podcast, and I'm really excited for her. She is going to be coming on The Julie Tussey Show. She has written a book called 4 Minutes a Day, Rock and Roll Your Way to Happy. 4 Minutes a Day to Rock and Roll Your Way to Happy. She is a lot like me. I think you're going to love her. You all know I, on the side, I have a line of jewelry called Premier Designs Jewelry. Oh my goodness. I can't even begin to tell you how beautiful this stuff is. It has a great guarantee. You invest in one necklace and you get to make several different looks. Please go look at my catalog at julietussey.mypremierdesigns.com. And finally, finally, if you are working on fitness like I am, and we started with the resolution solution, say that 5 times really fast. And it was called Resolution Solution with Heather Robertson. We started the year off with that. I believe we released at the end of December so we could get a good kickoff to 2017. That is episode 29. You can find that here on iTunes. You can find it on youtube.com/Gary and Julie Tussey. And please go give that a listen and get in this health and fitness thing with me. This is Julie Tussey telling you, please remember, you only get one life. Live it to the fullest.
The skincare experts at Beautiful You Medical Spa are waiting to help enhance your natural beauty. Enjoy their relaxing, full-service medical spa and friendly staff. Book your first facial today for only $45 when you tell them Julie sent you. Beautiful You Med Spa, because everyone deserves to look and feel more beautiful. An official sponsor of The Julie Tussey Show. I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing 2 companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampaign.
It's love month, baby.
Sitting here like that. There's going to be some actual words, and hopefully that'll get you all relaxed, tingly, and then there's going to be some actual words. I am really excited, but just so you know what you're getting into, I'm going to show you what I've got in store for you. Okay, so here we go. Needed to come a little bit closer for that. Wait a second, let me get a little bit closer.
Wanted to let you know that you can get your Big Blonde Baby CD today and download it on your phone or your computer. You can get it at cdbaby.com/CD/JulieTussey2. Again, cdbaby.com/CD/JulieTussey2. Thank you so much for your support.
It's love month, baby.
Everything about you calls my name.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.